movies that are coming out for the fall season that you might be looking forward to. One, I know I'm looking forward to, and I'm counting the days down.
Okay, what is it?
The Many Saints of Newark.
Oh, you know, it's funny. I just saw a trailer for that, and I was like, Anthony must be all over this.
Oh, it's coming out October 1st. I'm just happy that it's going to be on HBO Max.
Well, do you want to explain to people what it is?
Okay, it's the origin story of The Sopranos, but it's not going to really focus on Tony Soprano. It's going to focus more on Dickie Moltisanti, which is Christopher's father. So,
right, the DiMeo crime family.
Right. So I can't wait for this. They're going to have Junior. They're going to have Tony Soprano. They got Tony Soprano's kid playing Tony Soprano.
Yeah, Michael Gandolfini is in it. He's playing Tony Soprano. Mm-hmm. Ray Liotta is in it. John Barenthal, if you remember from like the first two seasons of The Walking Dead, is in it. Vera Farmiga, who is from like all those horror movies that we love, like Insidious and The Conjuring and stuff like that. This actor named Billy Magnuson that I love. He's from Boardwalk Empire. He's amazing. He's so talented. So yeah, that is going to be really good. The Many Saints of Newark. What else you got?
But it's written by David Chase. So that's why I'm so excited. The original guy that did The Sopranos. No Time to Die is finally coming out.
Have they kept putting that off? Is that what kept happening? Were they reshooting it? What was going on that it took so long? Because we've been hearing about this movie for, I feel like, 7 years.
It has been. And I think it's been on the shelf because of COVID. They don't know when to. They put so much money into this movie. You don't want to put it out when it can make $5 million at the box office. You want it to be a big movie. It's coming out October 8th. So right around the corner, you can finally see it.
Right. And it's Daniel Craig's final James Bond. And the thing I've been hearing about it is that they sort of wrote in like a James Bond goodbye speech, and there will not be a dry eye in the house, is what I heard. And then Rami Malek, you know, who won the Oscar for the Queen movie, Bohemian Rhapsody, he's playing the evil character.
Oh.
Yeah, so that should be really good. And of course, Ralph Fiennes is in it as M. So it's going to be fantastic. I love the Bond movies. I will go back and rewatch all of them. And I have to say, you know, I used to think that Sean Connery was the ultimate Bond. Mm-hmm. I'm convinced now it's Daniel Craig.
Really? You like him
question. Okay. Way more better.
Okay. Yep. October 22nd, Dune. I don't remember the first Dune. Am I the only person that don't remember the original Dune?
I feel like it was a little too sci-fi for you. It was maybe a little, not really. You were too young. It was 1984. Oh, okay. So you were way too young to really get into the Dune thing. And it was for all those, like, I don't know, maybe people older than us who read the book, who were kind of like sci-fi nerds. Yes.
Oh, okay. That's why I don't know it.
Right. That's why you don't know. But we've been hearing a lot about it because it's starring Timothée Chalamet and Zendaya. And then, of course, Jason Momoa is in it as well. Mm-hmm. And Aquaman is in it. So other actors that you'll totally recognize. But this is supposed to be like Timothée Chalamet's big, not, I don't say comeback, because he hasn't really got anywhere, but this is the movie that people have been waiting to see him in. His fans are just like, they can't wait. So what? It's out when?
It's coming out October 22nd.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So the next one is Eternals. It's coming out November 5th. Mm-hmm. This has Angelina Jolie, Kit Harington, Selma Hayek. It's the Marvel thing. I don't know. So name a movie Anthony won't see in November.
The Eternals you might want to see. It had a $200 million budget. Just saying, like, it's going to be one of those movies that is going to be, and it's that female director who won the Oscar for Nomadland.
Okay. I'm not dying of COVID for this movie.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay, fine.
There's not many. Spencer, Kristen Stewart is Princess Diana.
Oh, right. Did you see the photos of her when they were first releasing them?
No. I'm looking at one now, and she looks pretty good.
It's uncanny. Like, it was, I remember when they were first they first started shooting it, and they released like the very first photos of Kristen Stewart as Princess Diana, and they were doing like side by sides. People were just like, whoa, that is an amazing transformation.
But Princess Diana was tall.
Yeah.
Kristen Stewart's not really tall.
Problem here. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Ghostbusters Afterlife coming out November 11th. Yes, I want to see it.
Do you?
Oh my God, yes. I'm such a fan of the first two, at least. And there's supposed to be a big thing at the end where you go, so I want to see it.
And everyone's back. So it's Bill Murray, Dan Aykroyd, Ernie Hudson. So the original guys are back. Paul Rudd is going to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's Jason Reitman and Ivan Reitman. You know, Jason Reitman, who is like that young, amazing director who has done like tons of great films that you probably loved, like Up in the Air and Juno and Labor Day. And he's like the guy.
Right. So this movie's going to be, it's going to be right. The next one, Red Notice. That's the new Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot.
Gal Gadot and Gal Gadot, Ryan Reynolds movie. And Ryan Reynolds. They're both in it.
Yeah. Is it? This is a weird question. I don't know much about it other than I've heard about it. Is it supposed to be a comedy?
No, it's got Dwayne The Rock Johnson in it. Also, it's about the world's greatest art thief.
Okay, and the is it supposed to be a comedy? I think it's supposed to be a comedy. It's an action comedy. Yeah.
Well, it's on Netflix, so I won't be watching that. November 19th comes out Tick Tick Boom with Andrew Garfield.
Oh, okay. Can I just tell you that I saw Tick Tick Boom on Broadway?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a great story. It's so good that I can't believe it took them this long to put it out in a movie, because it was on Broadway in like a billion years ago.
And are they going to sing in it?
Yes.
Seeing that next,
I don't know. Yeah, but it's one of those, you know, it's one of those singing movies that is, it's not gonna I don't think it's gonna upset you.
The only singing movie I can deal with is
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's it.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that. Yeah, I remember, like, I got taken to Tick Tick Boom by my parents. You remember, my mom is a Broadway producer lady, so I remember going to see it and being like, that was amazing. So I think it's gonna be good. It's Lin-Manuel Miranda, who did Hamilton, is directing it.
Oh, okay. I won't see it. okay. The next movie I won't see is King Richard with Will Smith.
And it's, you're right. I don't think anyone's going to go see.
It's the biopic of Richard Williams, the father of Venus and Serena. So.
Right. Well, okay. Let me just say that, and both of them are in it, by the way. Serena Williams and Venus Williams are going to be in it. I think that's going to be an interesting story. I really do. It's not going to be in the movies, is it?
It's going to be in the movie theater, and it's going to be on HBO Plus. So
okay, I like when they do that. Yeah. I mean, I think the story is going to be really interesting. I don't know if I feel like Will Smith has kind of lost his mojo.
Dude, save the world.
Right.
That's all you need to do. Kill aliens. That's all we want to see you do.
Will Smith is an amazing superhero, but once he tries to do these small little stories, they tend not to work.
Yeah, the only one I thought he did where he wasn't saving the world was the one with Margot Robbie. Loved that movie.
Oh, the Will Smith movie?
Yeah, because Margot Robbie was in it, and she looked really hot in the movie. I mean, extremely hot. And the last one coming out December 22nd, I will go to the theater. I will risk the COVID to see Matrix.
Oh, are you gonna?
Yeah. I got to. I've always been a fan. I've loved the Matrix. The last Matrix movie.
Three. Yeah, the last. Three was the last one.
Yeah, and not good. Stop it. They should have stopped at two and not did a third one. Third was horrible. But the good news is this is coming out on HBO Max also. So it's theaters and HBO Max, which I wonder at some point, I see it maybe in the future where HBO Max is going to charge extra for this crap.
Right. I wonder also, you're right. Yes.
Disney does.
It's going to be interesting. And all your favorites are back. Keanu Reeves is back. Carrie Ann Moss is Trinity. Priyanka Chopra is in it. Neil Patrick Harris is in it. And again, directed by the Wachowskis. The Wachowskis are involved again.
Yeah, and they shouldn't, because they screwed up the third one. It was a really bad movie. They shouldn't be allowed to do any other movie ever again, but I will still see it. So
I love them. So far, I'm seeing all those movies except for the Will Smith one.
Oh, you're not. You're not risking COVID to go to the movie theater to see any movie.
Okay, I'm in New York where there's like no COVID right now.
You're
so I'm going to take advantage
of
it.
Life to go to the movie theater to see any movie. I guarantee it.
I'm risking my life on Tuesday to go see Devo. I know I have to. I got sucked in. I know.
I'm not allowed to say anything about Devo, so I won't.
I'm going to wear two masks.
One on your head?
No, one on each ear.
One on each ear.